Chapter 3. Gandhi in South Africa. Mohandas Gandhi went to South Africa in 1893. It was a British colony at that time, and a lot of people there were not happy. The British government made 4 colonies in South Africa: Natal, Transvaal, the Orange River Colony, and Cape Colony. In these colonies, people of colour, black, Indian and Indonesian people, did not have many rights. Black Africans did not have equal rights with the white people in South Africa. The white people were the British and the Boers. The Boers were from the Netherlands in Europe, and they came to South Africa before the British. The white people were often rich, but life for black people in South Africa was difficult, and they were usually poor. The British and the Boers brought people from other colonies to South Africa to work. Many of these people were from India and Indonesia, and they worked on farms and in other places. These poor workers had to give the government a lot of money. Gandhi was happy to go to South Africa in 1893. He had a good job because he was a lawyer. But life for Indian people in South Africa was not good, and Gandhi saw the truth. The white people in South Africa did not like the Indians there, and they often called them bad names. Gandhi's first day of work in Natal did not go well. He could not wear his turban on his head, and this made him very angry. Gandhi wrote letters to the newspapers about it. Transvaal, Orange River Colony, Natal Colony, Cape Colony, Indian Ocean. Gandhi in his turban. Next, Gandhi did some work in the city of Pretoria, and he travelled there on a train. But he had a lot of problems on that train. A white person did not want Gandhi to sit near him. A train worker told Gandhi to move. But Gandhi had an expensive ticket, and he did not want to move. The worker pushed Gandhi off the train at the next station and threw his bags after him. The train left the station. Gandhi was cold and hungry, and he had no one with him. Gandhi waited at the station all night and got angrier and angrier. Many Indian people heard about Gandhi and the train worker. The next day, they came to speak to Gandhi at the station. They told him about their lives in South Africa. They worked hard, but they were poor, and they had no rights. Gandhi listened to their stories, and he wanted to help them. In Pretoria, Gandhi met with a lot of Indian people. He talked to them about their lives in Pretoria and their rights in South Africa. Gandhi wanted Indian people to have more power. He gave English lessons to Indian workers, and he often walked for many hours to their houses. The train worker threw Gandhi's bags after him. Gandhi wanted Indians to have more power. No discrimination! Equality! Action together! Changes now! Gandhi worked in South Africa for about a year. He did a very good job, and now he planned to go home to India. But then Gandhi read something important in a newspaper. The government in South Africa wanted to stop Indian people from voting. At that time, black South Africans could not vote, and now the government wanted to stop Indians voting too. This made Gandhi very angry. He did not go home to India. He stayed in South Africa because he wanted to fight for the rights of Indian people there. He wanted Indian people to have the right to vote. Gandhi started a group called the Natal Indian Congress. The group wanted to fight for the rights of Indian people in South Africa. For the next 3 years, Gandhi lived in Natal and fought for the rights of Indian people. Then, again, it was time to leave, and this time, Gandhi went home. But he did not want to stay in India. He wanted to take his family to South Africa. In December 1896, Gandhi, Kasturba, and their two sons, Harilal and Manilal, travelled to South Africa on a ship. But life for Indians in South Africa was now more difficult than before. The white people stopped all the ships with Indian people on them. They could not go to South Africa. Gandhi talked to people from the South African government. He was very angry, and he wanted them to listen to him. Because Gandhi lived in South Africa, he had the right to go into the country. Gandhi talked to the government for more than 3 weeks, and then Gandhi and the other Indians on his ship went to South Africa. In South Africa, Gandhi was a good lawyer, and he worked hard for his family. He and Kasturba had two more sons, Ramdas and Devdas, in South Africa. But Gandhi wanted to do more for other people. He helped at a hospital after work. He also taught his children at home and washed the clothes. He cleaned the house and cut his own hair. White people did not want to cut Indian hair. Then, in 1899, the Boer War started. This was a war between the Boers and the British, and Gandhi chose to help the British. He started an ambulance group. He worked for many days and helped injured people. Gandhi started an ambulance group in the Boer War. Gandhi always helped other people. In 1902, an illness hit the country, and Gandhi helped a lot of ill people. He talked to the South African government about the lives of poor workers and tried to get them clean water and better toilets. He also wrote books and for newspapers. Gandhi worked hard in South Africa for many years, but now it was time for him and his family to go home. Newspapers.